You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, if you haven't downloaded Cut, do that. And 10% deposit bonus if you use ESPN LA. I just got another bet. Tell me if you like this, John.
Okay.
It is Minnesota. God darn it, I have to put on my glasses for this. I hate that. Minnesota plus a point and a half at Indiana.
Don't like it.
You don't like Minnesota plus a point
and a half? Did you hear why?
Well, I know Rudy Cat is out, right?
Yeah, maybe for the year. You don't know how it's going to affect him yet. But he's obviously an all-star and one of their best players.
I've had enough losers, so I will decline.
Yeah.
Indiana's
good.
So Bergman and I had a very Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of conversation today. No,
we totally did.
This could have been an episode.
Okay.
So you know how when you're in, like, you're exiting the freeway and there's a line, okay? Like, I get off every day on the freeway in Santa Monica, and there's a long line to get off the Bundy South. So Bergman says he merges in late. He drives all the way up to the front of the line and then merges in.
Okay.
He's a late merger.
Okay.
I don't ever let somebody in if they cheated and didn't wait in line. I hate the late mergers. Do you know what I'm talking about now?
Not only do I know what you're talking about, Greg, I am also a late merger.
No!
I love it, John.
Yeah, I am also a late merger.
Thank you, Brian. Play by the rules.
No. I am a late merger that goes all the way to the end as much as possible.
By the way, I will go so far out of my way to not let that person in. There's no way.
I've actually counted one time from here on my way home, and I passed 67 cars.
Late mergers suck. Late mergers are the worst.
Greg, I support you in your cause.
Wait your turn.
Early mergers are the worst as well.
What's wrong with an early merger?
Screw it all up.
You could go another like 200 yards, and they're just backing up the line.
Yeah, it causes traffic. You're causing traffic by being an early merger.
Hey, Mace, we got places to go and people to see. Get out of the way.
Yeah, I'm not letting you in. That's the bottom line. I'm not letting you in.
The early mergers, they're not letting people. You're doing it wrong because you sit there and you like wait to try and get in somewhere.
But what you're doing is you're cutting the line. It's not fair. There's a fairness issue.
Text I just received.
Yep.
I am also a late merger from Momo.
Momo is late. I believe Momo, because she's always late.
That's true.
She's late for everyone.
Not as a late merger.
You should really be better as a late merger, because you're never on time.
Exactly. All right.
But you caused traffic. It's your fault. Early mergers,
doesn't that feel very
fault.
Kirby, the late merger idea? So weird. All right. So last night, Lakers disastrous performance against the Sacramento Kings. Say one more time. Oh, yeah. I will do that. Last night, I had $10,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers plus...
Minus two and a half.
You're looking good there for the first 11 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah. After those 11 minutes, it kind of went by the wayside. But you lost those $10,000. So now you're at $239 mythical dollars. And Prize Picks is the sponsor of Mythical Money.
Yes.
They are the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for the first deposit match up to $100.
Seamless.
Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Yeah. See, that's the way we're supposed to do it, Mace.
Correct. I totally get that.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about what we saw last night on the floor at Crypto.com Arena. It was just an embarrassment. They got steamrolled after having a big lead, and Sacramento just rolled right over them. This is a playoff game. Last night was a playoff game. Friday's a playoff game against Milwaukee. Sunday's a playoff game against Minnesota. Next Wednesday's a playoff game at Sacramento. They've got to win these games. And last night, to come up as lame as they did, is inexcusable.
A incredibly discouraging loss. In which De'Aaron Fox scored 44 points, and he kept going left and kept going left and kept going left, and nobody made him go right. And the Laker defense was non-existent after the first 11 minutes. And the weirdest thing about that game was at the 11-minute mark, it was 30-11. The Lakers led by 19. And then they just stopped playing. And I said earlier in the show, if you're with us, this is the type of loss Now, they have 18 more games, and they can work their way out of it. And you don't want to put too much emphasis on one game. But this was basically a playoff game. And it's the type of loss, not just that they lost the game, but how they lost it, that makes teams move on from people, from players, from coaches, from staff. It's just, it was, they weren't competitive.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rob makes a big deal out of, he wants the Lakers to be the most competitive team in the Western
Conference.
Well,
they weren't last night.
And last night they weren't.
Yeah. No, it, and honestly, looking at that team, and, okay, so let's quote Pepe. The mirror thing is real.
Yeah.
They do play to the level of their competition. Last night, they just got their doors blown off. And I don't know if they were asleep or they, I mean, I hate to use the Q word, but it did seem like there was a lot of quit out there. And at some point, you play for your coach, and at some point, those adjustments, De'Aaron Fox, Darvin Ham needs to make the adjustment. He never did all night long, and it makes you wonder if Darvin Ham, he's got 18 regular season games in the playoffs. If they come up lame during the stretch, Darvin Ham's gone. Period.
Well, there's a lot of ifs in there. I agree with you, though, that if they stay in 10th place, or God forbid, fall out of it, then everything's on the table. The Lakers are a, and this goes for both the players and the coaches, the Lakers are a win or you get fired job.
Sure.
And Darvin has said many, many times that he knows that. He knows what he has gotten into.
Yep.
So I hope he realizes, and more importantly than him, I hope the players realize how bad they came off last night. Because they were getting mace.
Yep.
They're getting booed in the third quarter. People, fans were leaving in the third quarter.
Right. I mean, I get it. I get booing that performance. I get booing that effort.
So do I.
There was just not any fire out there. They rolled over. They played dead.
And if they don't come with more urgency, and by the way, these games coming up are hard.
Yep.
Milwaukee tomorrow night, Minnesota on Sunday, at Sacramento next Wednesday. These are hard games.
Yep.
But if you compete the way you did last night in these next three games, all bets are off.
No question. All right, I got a little piece of breaking news here. If you're a Rams fan, the Rams are officially re-signing guard Kevin Dotson on a three-year deal worth $48 million. This really solidifies the offensive line for the Rams. They traded for him. They got him from Pittsburgh last year midseason. Had looked like kind of a bust for the Steelers, and the Rams acquired him. He's a stalwart in that line and a really key piece in moving forward in 2024. So Kevin Dotson, three-year deal with the Rams for $48 million. That's good.
Yeah, I think anytime you're solidifying your offensive line, it's smart.
Yeah.
Particularly when you have a good rusher like Kyren Williams and you got to protect your quarterback.
Yes.
So good for them.
Exactly.
I also have some breaking news.
Okay.
This is from Kobe Forever at LeBrow Land. Early mergers back up lanes unnecessarily. You should use both lanes to the end of it and merge there. Not merging at the end of a single lane, it's literally in the DMV handbook.
There is no way that is in a DMV handbook.
He says
there
it's in the DMV handbook.
Wait your
Kobe
turn.
Kobe Forever says
wait
it's in the DMV
turn.
Handbook.
Oh, hell with you people. I'm cutting in.
Yeah, all the way at the end.
Yep.
The DMV handbook says so.
Blowing right by you people. Get me in at
late
the
mergers
end.
Are the worst type of drivers. I agree with Venice May, says Obi-Wan.
Yeah, you and Obi-Wan can stay in the back.
Debbie
Greg
says
and I traffic. Are going up front.
Yep. Debbie says late mergers are the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Debbie. See you in the late merge.
I'm with Debbie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not letting
we'll
you guys
see you
in.
Guys a half
Christian
hour later.
Landa, that's why the merging lane is there. Use it till the end of it. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's absolutely
it's right
wrong.
It's all right here.
Yeah,
in the DMV handbook.
All right here. And you're looking at the DMV handbook right now.
Dre, I'm a late merger, and I cut people like off.
Yeah, you won't get in front of me. No. You will not. I will so. Be right on that next guy's bumper to
right.
not let you.
But you
I'm
know,
not the guy that's going to let you in. I okay. don't think anybody should let you in.
You know, it's a game of chicken.
Right. Nobody's getting in front
so
of me.
So you're going to hit me?
No. You're going to hit me.
I'm going to be in front of you.
No, you're
and
not.
Then you're going to hit
me. I am going to be right on that next guy's bumper. And if you pull in, then it's on you. You're hitting me. I'm not hitting you.
And then it's going to be your fault when you hit the driver in front of you. And then it's totally your fault.
Yeah, late mergers suck.
No, it's
the
your
worst.
Fault. Brian finds us so funny. I think he's crying right now.
But it's a real life thing, right? I mean, everybody's dealing with this all the time.
Yeah.
All right. So I put up a poll, John, a little bit earlier. We like to put up a poll. 882 votes. Pretty good.
Okay.
Are the Lakers done? Yes or no? How do you think it broke? Granted, last night was terrible. How many people, what percentage say the Lakers are done? That's the way the question is phrased.
I'm going to say just less than half believe that. 46%.
How about 71% say the Lakers are done?
You know what you people are?
Booing last night.
Yes, you were these people.
These
the
are the people that booed last night.
You can't give up yet. You don't ever give up in sports. You got 18 games left to straighten
but
it out.
But at some point, you got to look at it and say it is what it is.
Not yet.
They're
in 18 games. It'll be what it
they're
is.
They're very sketched. They're not. They don't show up to play all the time. They lay an egg last night in what is a playoff game. Do they not realize that these are playoff games? Every single one of these games is a playoff game right now.
That's a good question.
Clearly not.
Apparently they do not. And I'm hoping that by tomorrow night when we take on Giannis, Dame Lillard, and the Bucks, the Lakers will play with, as Michael says, some more of that E-word.
E-word.
Urgency.
Urgency. All right, coming up next for you, there are Kansas City Chiefs fans who saw their team win, but they may lose a toe.
Really?
Was it worth it? That story's coming up next.
Would I give up a toe for the Lakers to win the title?
It's a very, that's actually a very real situation.
I actually have to think about this.
Yeah. All right, this spring, get in and get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. I drive a Hyundai. Beautiful Elantra Hybrid. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 3 years, 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. You may want the Ioniq 6, your first EV, or you want the Sonata. Very, very stylish. Very cool. Hurry in today because these great deals will not last. You can add more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Do like I did. Get a Hyundai. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What do you think of when you hear this song, Ireland?
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club is right. Now, Brian, you're a younger guy. Did you ever see The Breakfast Club?
I know this movie, yes. I've seen it many times.
There's really?
16 Candles, all that kind of...
Because this movie came out in 1985, maybe? 1986? Isn't that before you?
Oh, yeah. I was born in 94.
Yeah. It was,
oh, yeah. Way before.
I was definitely at Bowling Green when this happened.
It was a great movie, though. I love it.
It's a classic. You know... I am going back to speak at Bowling Green in April, and I don't know if I'm just like doing a Q&A or I guess I'm doing a lecture. I'm a little bit nervous about it, doing a lecture.
Why?
To multiple classes, because I have to write stuff down. I can't
just wing a lecture. Sure you can.
Can you wing a lecture?
All my professors winged it.
All your professors winged their lectures?
Yeah. I guarantee it.
So just wing it.
Just wing it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm talking to two big communications classes, and I'm talking to the radio and TV station.
All right, make sure you tell them not to let school interfere with their education.
Don't worry, I'm going to tell them to party.
There you go.
Trust me. And we're starting a new scholarship there.
Oh, good.
At Bowling Green for kids that want to work in the media. So I'm excited about that, too. All right. So, John, the Kansas City Chiefs, remember they had that game that was in the freezing cold. You remember this game?
The Chiefs. Yes.
Where it was like wind chill was 28 below.
Was it against Buffalo, I want to say?
Was it the Buffalo game?
I think it was when Mahomes
played. This was a home game. Yeah, you saw this, right? One of their last home games. And people got frostbite.
Okay.
Serious frostbite. And now, according to doctors in Kansas City, 70% of the people that got frostbite are going to have something amputated.
What?
A toe, a finger. I don't know if it's an arm or a hand or a leg, but it sounds like it's more like a toe or a finger is going to have to be amputated because they were out in the cold so much.
All right, let me just put it out there for you then.
Yeah.
Rams win the Super Bowl next year if you give me a toe.
Which toe?
Doesn't matter. You pick.
Baby toe?
You pick.
Baby toe's useless. It's just a little tiny thing.
Yeah.
I'll give up a baby toe. I already have bad balance.
So less balance.
Yeah, yeah. I would give up a baby toe for a... Would you do it for a Lakers championship? Baby toe. Just your baby toe.
Oh, man, it's hard. Because I think they could win it without me giving up the toe. But if that...
Wait a minute. You saw them last night. They can't win without you giving up a toe.
Good point. Take the toe.
Yeah, take the toe. For a Chargers win... By the way, this is a game Kansas City won against the Dolphins in the wild card round. Oh, yeah, they did have a wild card game, right?
Okay.
26-7 on January 13th. It was 5 degrees. The wind chill was somewhere between 10 and 20 below. The wind chill was minus 27. And the patients who had the frostbite are now having things amputated. So would you give up a toe, Brian Cohen, in order to see the Chargers win the Super Bowl?
Oh, easily. Really? If it's the baby toe. Oh, for sure.
Baby toes are useless.
You guys are underrating the baby toe.
Baby toes are not impressive at all. They're tiny little things.
They can't possibly.
Yeah, you don't even feel it.
Yeah, no, I think Craig's right. Your balance would be off.
Balance would be off, and I can wiggle my baby toe. If you have enough concentration, you can
Would you do it for a UCLA national championship?
In football?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we're all willing to give up a toe.
All right, make it harder.
Okay.
Would you give up a finger?
A finger is much harder because I use all of my fingers. Thumb, necessary. Index finger, how would I point? Middle finger, need it a lot.
Yes.
Ring finger, if I ever put a ring on it. Actually, that's what one I can get rid of. I can get rid of the ring finger. I don't need a ring finger.
Left hand
ring
finger.
I don't think I'm giving up a finger.
Left ring finger.
I'll give you
goodbye.
A toe, no finger.
I'd give you a pinky, too.
You give a pinky?
Yeah, for the Chargers. Oh, come on.
You wouldn't be able to grasp things.
Yeah, you could. There's people out there with
Bergman, would you give up your baby finger, your little finger, for a UCLA national championship?
Football? You know, no.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, Greg, you're like me. I think I draw the line at a finger.
Yeah, the finger is out.
My left ring finger for a Rams Super Bowl, absolutely. I'm never going to use this left-handed ring finger.
You just had it like 2-3 years ago.
I want it again. And I think, by the way, I think we're primed to do it.
Exactly, so you won't have to give up the pinky.
Now, I will. If you guarantee me a Super Bowl championship, I will give up my left ring finger.
Let's get Kevin Demoff on and you tell him.
Kevin Demoff is too big for us now. He's running everything. This came out today. Kevin Demoff is running the Colorado Avalanche. He's running the Denver Nuggets. He's running the soccer team that Stan Kroenke owns.
He's going to be in charge of Kroenke Sports.
Kroenke Sports. So he's,
which he's perfect for.
He's too big for us now.
Yeah.
I don't even think we can get him on the show anymore, Bergman.
Why not? He's too big?
Yeah, I think he's too big for us now.
Come on, Kev.
Kev.
Come on, Kev.
Do it, man.
Just hang out for a little bit.
Greg, ESPN's running a crawl on the screen. Says Arizona at UCLA tonight.
Yes.
Is that men's or women's?
That is men's, and it's at UCLA, and UCLA is 14-15 and going to get destroyed.
Yeah, Arizona's like top 10,
yeah,
right?
They're one of the best teams in the country. People think that they're when we played at Arizona
this year, we had the lead for the whole game and then blew it at the end,
the
right?
The whole time, they had that game for the taking. They would have won 9 in a row if they won that game, and instead they blew it.
And now it's all gone downhill.
It's completely downhill.
Wait, both USC and UCLA had high hopes this year, and I don't think either one of them is making the tournament unless they win the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah, I think they got to win the Pac-12 tournament to even get in. When's the Pac-12 tournament start?
Next week.
Next week.
You know where I'm going tonight? I'm going for somebody's birthday.
Sir.
No, where?
I'm going to the Grill. I don't think I've been
there. The Grill
there.
In Beverly Hills?
Yes. I don't think I've been there in 20 years.
That's where you see fancy people.
Yeah, but... is it still like just a bear to find parking? I'm going to get early.
It's kind of on an alley.
It is. It's called the Grill on the Alley.
On the Alley, yeah. I used to go there with Tom Snyder. He said, let me tell you something, kid. You need the steak tartare. Steak tartare was the whole thing with Tom Snyder.
Wasn't that the thing where Snyder walked into you guys and said,
I'm going to take you all to the Grill.
To the Grill. And Dave Singer, as Dave can do, spoke up when he shouldn't and goes, the Daily Grill? I love that place. And the Daily Grill is connected to the Beverly Center, and it's like a Denny's.
And Tom's response was, F an idiot.
He just walked out.
He walked out. Yeah. Will you watch? No, you can't even watch the Oscars, can you?
Sunday night.
No, because the game is at 6:30,
no,
is it
not?
No,
and I'm not going to tape them. The shine is off the Oscars for me.
Yeah, no shine?
Yeah, I like Jimmy Kimmel, though.
He'll be great.
Yeah,
I mean, he's good and solid.
Yeah.
It's kind of predictable this year. Like, Oppenheimer's going to win Best Picture.
I haven't seen any of the movies. I saw Barbie.
Yeah.
I didn't see Oppenheimer.
Oh, well, I mean, you should see Oppenheimer.
I'm going to do what Juan does. I'm going to watch it in stages.
Yeah, by the way, Juan is in hour three of the original Dune. He's in Dune 1. Because we're going to go see Dune 2 on Saturday, so he's watching it 20 minutes at a time. By the way, you know what his review of Dune is? It's just Game of Thrones with some spaceships.
Really?
That's what Dune is.
You've seen it.
The original, first Dune.
Got it.
I know. It's the Harkonnen and the Fremen and the House of Atreides.
Yeah, I'm not a sci-fi guy.
It is Game of Thrones.
Now everybody's sending us advice on how to be a late merger.
Oh, yeah. Stop it, people. Late mergers, not cool.
Late mergers are the right way to go.
No late mergers. By the way, you will never get in on me. Ever. Ever.
If I see you, I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
Hard right.
I am going to so bumper that car, you
hard
will never
right,
get in. You
right
will never
in
get
you.
In. I will not leave an inch. I will be 1 inch away from the car in front of me. There's no way you can get in.
You can get a ticket for that, following too closely.
Yeah, exactly. You're in line.
No, but you can get a ticket for following too close. It's tailgating.
So I blew by a cop going 79 today. He was driving.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, I'm screwed. I wasn't paying attention. I'm like blown by a cop. 79 is apparently okay now.
Yeah, anything over 80 is when they usually start.
Yeah, 80. I set the little thing to 79. That's as fast as I will never hit 80.
This can't be true. Cap from Whittier says the pinky toe is the most important
toe. Oh, come
on.
It's a useless toe.
I saw that when I looked it up, and it says you can always live without this baby toe, but it's easier when you have one as it works in sync with the other toes and the rest of your foot to let you go where you're headed with ease. The pinky toe provides balance and propulsion while walking.
Yeah, I can live without it.
You'll fall over.
For a Rams Super Bowl championship?
You'll fall over while you walk.
Yeah, but it'll fall over into the confetti and it'll be happy.
That would be very funny.
Coming up next, the NFL is pushing hard in the Players Association to make a change in scheduling. We will get into that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Mace, I know you're going to get to this NFL thing,
yeah.
But Greg, you know that the West Coast Conference tournament is going on right now in Las Vegas?
I had no idea.
Okay, it is. There's a first-round game happening right now in Vegas between the University of the Pacific.
Yep.
I believe Michael Olowokandi played there once upon a time.
Yeah, the great Michael Olowokandi.
And all the Spanoses came out of there.
University. Good stuff.
And Pepperdine in Malibu.
Beautiful.
The score at the half, and I'm not embellishing in any way.
Okay.
Pepperdine 58, University of the Pacific 9.
No.
It is 58. To nine.
58 to nine at halftime?
I don't think I've ever seen a score like that.
That's ridiculous. You think they have a chance to come back?
Well, if it were the Lakers, you know, they were basically up 58 to nine last night in the first quarter and lost by like 20.
The Lakers could blow this lead absolutely.
Easily.
They could absolutely, the way they played last night, they could blow a 58 to nine lead. All right.
Nowhere
so,
to go but up, Mace. That's five words, by the way, not six.
Yeah.
You may hear a promo that says it's six words. Disregard.
Yeah, disregard. I was going to say, get your ass in gear. That's also five
get
words.
Get your ass in gear. Yeah. I need something with six.
You know what I noticed today? So we do promos and spots during breaks. I am the biggest hand talker in the world. I'm such a big hand talker.
Do you
watch me do a spot? I'm doing this. I'm doing this. Yeah, you don't really do it.
No, Lisa.
Is a hand talker?
Big time. A conversation between you and her in a China shop would cost thousands.
Right. I mean, when I'm doing, I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this. I'm a big hand talker. Now, Bergman, are you a hand talker?
Yeah, I talk with my hands all the time. I don't know why.
It's a big Italian thing.
Is it? Well, my mom's Italian.
There you go.
She's from the Santa Croce family.
Santa Croce.
Santa Croce. All right, so
what's the NFL talking about?
The NFL thing is the NFL, Roger Goodell and the owners are pushing the Players Association to try to increase from 17 to 18 games. And, of course, they just went to 17, was that, 2-3 years ago. Now they want to go to 18. The players are not very enthusiastic about this at this point. Here's my take. I think I understand why players wouldn't want to do it. Another game. Another chance to have an injury, wear and tear, all that stuff. As a fan and as a season ticket holder, give me 18 games. I want 18 games.
I'm so glad you brought this up. This is the biggest red herring.
In what way?
And I watch people. No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
This is, and I watched when this announcement came out on social media.
Yep.
Everybody said, terrible idea. They don't care about player safety, blah, blah, blah. You guys realize that every team that has won the Super Bowl in the last 20 years has played at least 18 games.
Sure. But now you got to play 21 or 22.
But here's my point. You also make season ticket holders like you go through this charade of paying full price for preseason games. Take away a preseason game, add an 18th game, problem solved. That's it. Right? How many did they play last year? Three or four? I think they played four, but it might have been three.
I think it was three.
They've gone
to three since went to 17 games.
Sean McVay doesn't even play a lot of people in these preseason games. If you just get – college football has no preseason.
Right.
If you get rid of the preseason and do an 18-game season with playoffs, you're fine.
Okay.
I'm with you. Everybody would watch. They get half the money. That's the deal they have with the NFL. The players get half of the money.
Yep.
This would bring in millions. What did we do that story last week that – Peacock spent $100 million last year, and this year Amazon's going to do $150 million, right?
Yeah, right.
Take the money, play the 18th game. But stop whining.
Let's not help them with their charade. The NFL owners do not care about player safety. They absolutely don't care about player safety.
Right.
That's why they've got field turf in many stadiums, and players hate that. That's why they're going to increase game, another opportunity, wear and tear. As a fan, I'm like, sure, I'll have 18. I'll have 20. Give me 22. I'll go to as many games as they have. But they don't care about player safety. They don't give a damn.
And I would, if you talk to most players, even football players, like I ran into Marcellus Wiley the other day.
Hey, where's he been? He's been witness protection.
He, the other day, was at Mountain Gate golfing.
Oh, nice.
But Marcellus told me once.
I love Marcellus.
That he knew
right
that there was a really good chance he was going to get CTE. Wouldn't have quit.
Right.
Wouldn't have stopped. Players love football, and they take an inherent risk every time they take the field. an 18th game isn't any more dangerous than an 18th game when it's the Super Bowl.
But you're at, in other words, if you go to the Super Bowl, it's 18 games. Let's say you're the wild card.
For two teams.
Yeah. Let's say you're the wild card, right?
Yeah.
So that's 19.
Okay.
Then that's 20. Okay. Then that's 21. Ultimately, it will be 22 games
if you win the
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a lot of football.
But that's only two teams.
But you agree, they don't care about player safety.
Yeah, I don't think it's a priority.
No.
But I also don't think that adding an 18th regular season game, when I'm advocating get rid of the entire preseason, just get rid of it. And don't give me this, well, Ireland, the different guys play in the preseason. So those guys that are playing in the preseason aren't any, we don't care about their safety.
Right.
You know, come on.
And by the
way, add the 18th game, take the money, let's go.
And get ready. We've virtually every quarterback in the league missed games this year. I mean, it was like this and that. There are going to be more quarterbacks injured. More quarterbacks injured. We're going to see more backups. That's just part of it. But I don't believe they, when they change to natural grass, then I'll believe that they actually care about player safety.
And by the way,
I don't
think they ever will. Really easy to do.
Yeah.
Really easy to do.
They just refuse.
All right. Hey, Bergman, what's the game of game standings this month?
So far, everybody has one. It is Brian has one, Mason has one, Laura has one, and you, Ireland, have one as well.
Yeah, I don't think
whose
I
game
can,
is it today?
It's you.
Oh.
I don't think.
Funny joke.
I have to come up with something.
I don't think I can win because I missed all the doubles. The Lakers are on some long East Coast road trip at the end of March.
Oh, yeah, there is one more long trip,
so
right?
My only chance is to stockpile enough wins early that nobody could catch me. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try.
Okay. We will do Game of Games coming up next. Anybody playing? Oh, there's Cappy. Anybody playing from the afternoon show?
Yeah, get Cappy in
get
here.
Get Cappy in here.
He doesn't know if he wants to play because he loses all the time.
Why does he not know if he wants to play? I lose every time. I'm still here.
Yeah, I lose more than
I lost on Good Day LA today. They put me in a game and I lost. I mean, I can lose any game. I've lost 7 of my 8 bets on cut so far. I am a loser.
We weren't talking about you.
Oh,
you
right.
said he...
No,
but also if we can pull that,
that
point where he says he's a loser, if we can have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Gappy just said he's like, I get my ass kicked every time.
Miscalculation that I actually said that thing. I'm sure it's going to come back to haunt me. Game of Games is coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're active like me, you go out and you play golf, you play tennis, you play pickleball, you run, you do any of that stuff. Wearable cryotherapy lets you stay active. And it makes you feel better almost immediately. I've been using cryotherapy for years. And, I don't know, 6-7 months ago, these guys reached out to me at iSpot Active and said they'd created wearable cryotherapy. You wear these compression shirts and you slide in ice-cold gel packs. They also have compression pants. You slide in ice-cold gel packs. For 20 minutes, you leave this stuff on. And when I wear it, 20 minutes later, I feel great. If you want to see if it's going to work for you, go to this website, icebodactive.com, icebodactive.com. iSpot Active's website is where you can buy the shirts, you can buy the pants. You'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy, who's one of the owners of the company. He does a testimonial there. There's a testimonial from a doctor. It'll answer any questions you have. And folks, this is basically no risk. They have a full 30-day money back guarantee. So if you try it and you don't like it, you get all your money back. Why not try it? Go to iSpot Active today and see if it can help you stay active and do the things you love to do. Once again, the website, icebodactive.com, icebodactive.com. Check out iSpot Active today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right. right, here we go. It is Game of Games. Cappy is here to play.
Yep.
Boy, I got stuff I want to talk to you about coming up.
Me too.
Up.
I got some things I need to talk
to
you about.
No, I got more stuff to talk about you than you have to talk about me.
To talk about.
All right.
Sounds like you two should talk.
So this is called the average game. I've done this before. I'm going to give you a category. You're going to guess the average, okay? You'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. For his career, how many passes has Matthew Stafford averaged per game? It is either 37 or 42.
Brian.
37.
Greg.
For his career, they didn't have a lot of running backs in Detroit. I'm going to say 42.
Did you just say they didn't have a lot of running
with
backs
Stafford,
in Detroit?
With Stafford.
Right.
With Stafford.
Did you not notice that guy number 20 that played with Stafford for 15 years and was a Hall of Famer?
Was Sanders with Stafford?
I think so.
No,
was
he wasn't.
No,
no way.
I think he was
pre-Stafford. No way.
Well, he was with Rodney Pete.
Yeah, definitely pre-Stafford.
Yeah, I think he was pre-Stafford.
Yeah.
All right.
So trying to make fun of me for nothing. And you're wrong, sir.
So, Greg, you're going 37?
I'm going 42.
I'm going 37. Okay. Cappy?
Yeah, I'm also going to go 37.
Everybody's registered their guess?
Yeah.
37. Damn. 37 passes per game.
That's because Barry Sanders carried the ball so many times. Stafford didn't
before
get
Stafford
the
even got there.
Before he got there.
You tell him, Johnny. I.
All right. According to a St. Bonaventure poll, what percentage of women consider themselves to be sports fans? It is either 50% or 60%.
Greg.
60.
I'll go 50. Cappy.
50.
Brian.
50.
Answer is 60%.
Oh, and we got a tie.
Yeah.
Everybody's got one.
Got a ball game.
No Curtis or Romo now.
Yeah. No, everybody's in.
No, she didn't get it.
She got the Romo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got the Romo. You
didn't get
the Bergman.
She did it the right way. There's only two guesses.
Okay. What is the average annual income for LA County? Average annual income. It is either $30,225 or $35,150. So it's basically 30 or 35.
This one's me. I'll go 35. Cap?
I'll also go 35.
Brian?
I will also go 35.
Greg?
I'm going 30.
Bergman is the guy that hit it.
Two in a row. Greg is the only one to get one right.
The average annual income in LA County, $30,225.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Bergman, we need a raise.
That's ridiculous.
We don't need a raise.
You don't need a raise. They need a raise.
Everybody else needs a raise.
That's insane, by the way.
Isn't it?
How do you
imagine getting by on that?
No, that's, you can't.
That's really hard. All right, number four. What is the average number of points scored by NBA teams this season? It is either 111.5 or 115.5.
Cappy.
111.5.
Brian.
115.
Greg.
115.
I'm going 115.
115.5 is the right answer. Sorry,
there's only
Cappy.
Three teams
was a trick question,
under 110.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's that one's kind of easy. If
Greg,
you
3, Brian, 2, John, 2, Cappy,
people
1.
People in the league.
Right, they would know.
One, yeah.
They would know.
All right, number 5. According to a Pew Research poll, what percentage of Americans believe there is life elsewhere in the universe? What percentage of Americans believe there is life elsewhere in the universe? It is either 52% or 65%.
Brian.
65.
Greg.
Well, Mason doesn't believe it, so 52.
I'll go 65. Cap.
Also go 52.
Correct answer? 65%.
See, that's why I don't play.
So it's a three-way tie for first. Brian 3, Greg 3, John 3, and as the aforementioned Scott Kaplan announced, One.
Suck. I suck.
It's 50-50.
So
Cap.
Sad.
I know,
yeah,
I suck.
It's a 50. Just guess. Flip a coin.
I am.
All right.
He is literally doing that.
Number 6. On average, how many people on planet... let me take that back. On average, how many people in the U.S. die every day?
Oy vey.
It is either 7,974 or 10,150. So it's basically 8,000 or 10,000. How many people on average die every day in the U.S.?
Greg.
10,000.
I'll go 8,000. Cappy.
I'm going to go 10.
Brian.
I'm also going to go 8,000.
It is 8,000.
See, this is unbelievable. It's just a guess.
Yeah, I know.
And I guess wrong every time.
Bad guesser.
Brian, 4. John, 4. Greg, 3. Cappy, 1. How many you got left?
Yeah. 3 left.
Okay, Cap, you need to get all these.
Right, and you guys need to miss them all.
Yeah. Number 7.
Brian and I need to go first.
Number 7. What is the Rotten Tomatoes score for the movie Anchorman? It is either 66% or 78%.
Is this critics or is it
This
audience?
Is Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it critics or
critic
audience?
Score. Critic score, yeah.
Critic scores.
All right, this one's me. I'll go 66%. Brian.
What was the other option?
66 or 78.
I'm going to go 78.
Greg.
66.
Cappy.
I'm also going to go 78.
Cappy. It's 66.
Craig, you got that right.
Make Cappy go first, and then everybody take the other side. You got a really good chance.
It is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It's uncanny.
Cappy, you're mathematically eliminated, but I'm so entertained by you missing these. I'm leaving you in.
Yeah. You're killing it.
Mace, two left.
Two left.
All right. Ireland, 5. Bergman, 4. Cohen, 4. Cappy, 1.
Yeah. Number 8. How many free throws are the Lakers taking on average per game? You probably have an advantage on this, John. It is either 43.4 or 45.6. On average, how many free throws are the Lakers taking per game?
Taking?
In other words, how many times are they going to line per
43?
Game? 43? Either 43 or 45.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I think you've got a bad number here, but let's just play the game.
How many free throws?
It's usually, I think it's around 27 or 28.
Yeah,
on average.
Yeah, I think this is...
I can still get it wrong.
We can do it. Okay,
do the wrong version. Yeah, do the wrong version.
I'll go 43. Brian?
I'll go 44.
No, you're going to go either 43 or 45.
45.
Okay, Greg?
I don't want to take my shot here. I'll go 43.
Cappy?
What did you say?
I said 43.
I'll go 45.
Yes, the correct wrong answer.
Okay, Pepe.
I'm supposed to focus, dude.
What are you picking as the correct answer?
I'm choosing 43%.
Okay.
The correct answer, by the way, looks to be 24 per game.
Okay.
There you go.
That sounds more right.
Yeah. And by the way, there's only one left.
Yep.
That locked it up for me. I'm leaving to go to acupuncture.
No. I'm one behind you.
He's
I'm only one behind you.
I thought you were going to get cupped.
Wait, did you get that right?
I did get that right.
Oh, you are one behind me. Okay, Brian, you and Cappy are out. But Cappy, you're going to keep playing.
Cohen's out.
You should lose a point.
Very respectable.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I have six, and Greg, you have 5.
You've already won, right?
No. Greg can catch. Do you have a tiebreaker?
I do.
Okay.
On average, what is the annual snowfall in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho?
Ooh. Ooh.
On average,
Johnny,
what is the average snowfall in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho per year? It is either 59 inches or 70 inches.
I'm going 59. Greg, you have to go 70.
Yeah, let's go the other way.
I'm going 70 as well. 70.
Okay. Correct answer.
70
yes!
inches.
Ooh, wow, I got that coming. Okay, so we go to the tiebreaker.
I'm alive.
Nice job. Well,
kind of. Now you're out.
Well, now you're out.
Wait, now I'm out?
Yeah. It's just Cap. It's Bergman and me in the tiebreaker.
Okay, you got something to write on?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Here we go.
I have a pen, I have a paper, I have all of it.
On planet Earth, how many people were born in 2023? On planet Earth, how many people were born in 2023? Cappy, you do not know this.
I do. I know this one.
You know this.
Yes.
I'm the one he knows.
I'm sure of this.
Okay. On planet Earth, in the whole year?
The whole year. Whole Earth.
I think I'm low.
All right. I'm going to go.
I shouldn't have said that.
Okay. No. Craig, I have no idea. I'm totally guessing.
Yes.
You want me to go first? You want to go first?
Sure. Go ahead.
I wrote down 122 million.
Wow. Yeah,
I went crazy low. I went 1.2 million.
1.2 million?
I wanted to go
are
low.
Are you living on the same planet as we are?
Craig, there might have been 1.2 million born in L.A.
today.
134 million is the correct answer.
Close. Johnny,
I
was going to get it
right
anyway.
There.
10% of the world's population.
Wow.
Ireland's day.
I'm not good at this whole guessing thing numbers-wise.
Oh, you're not, huh?
You and me battle every month. What are you talking
about?
No, it's
the guessing of the numbers.
All right, boys, I'm off to look like Mason. I'm going to go get a big red hickey on my neck.
Nice.
Very nice.
Right. Excellent.
You got any more other than on your neck?
You just gotta use your imagination.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Right. Just my neck.
That's the only place on your entire body you have that marking.
That is correct. I have one here and one here.
Let me see the other side
of the neck.
Let me see.
Wait. This one's not as bad.
Austin Reeves, just like you.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? Getting cupping?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You look like you've been cupped by Frankenstein.
Yeah. No. It's a. By the way, when the cup mark gets really dark, that means that's where you're really congested.
Okay.
So that's why. I got a cup on each side. This side's clearly worse than this side.
Wait a second. Congested as in like your nose is stuffed or congested?
Congested, your blood's bad, your muscles are tight, all that kind of stuff. Do you ever do cupping?
Never. Do you think this has anything to do with why you haven't been feeling well recently? That maybe the cupping will help you get into a better mood?
I think it has.
Yeah, of course it will.
Has.
Better flow?
I think I've pulled out of it.
You have pulled out of it. I can just tell your whole demeanor.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I pulled out. And you know what I'm going to do tonight for the first time in 6 months?
Don't tell me.
Okay.
You're going to have a steak in bed?
No.
You're going to...
Interesting guess.
You're going to make a duty with your computer on your lap in the bathroom?
No. These things...
They happen every day.
They happen all the time.
All right.
No.
Sex with a girl?
No, that's not happening tonight.
No?
No.
That's a good guess.
That's a very funny
guess.
That's
a good guess.
No, I'm going to smoke a J.
Oh, really?
I haven't smoked a J in 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Now, have you been off cannabis?
No, I've been gummied.
All gummied?
Yeah. Okay. All edibles for the last 6 months.
But tonight you're smoking a J.
Tonight I'm smoking a J.
You're planning it out like as if it's a big cigar, you know?
By the way, earlier in the week,
yeah.
Juan and I planned this. He's going to get drunk and I'm going to smoke a J. That's what's going to happen at the Mason home tonight.
You know what? I have not said this on the air, but yeah. I will make an admission to you.
Yes.
Well, hold on. Let's get the super.
Let's hit the super stager.
Woo!
La 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 la!
And Beto's rolling into the studio. It's going to be Cappy and Beto this afternoon. So, Cappy, you were going to ask me, what were you going
to
ask me?
I just want to put a point of clarification.
Please do.
Barry Sanders retired in 1999. Matthew Stafford was drafted in 2009. So, they did not play together.
He missed by a decade.
Yeah, there was a decade in between.
1 decade off.
I just want that to be clear.
I made a mistake earlier today that was kind of embarrassing. I was on the Cappy cast.
Yep.
And we were talking about this basketball coach at San Diego State who got this new contract. And it's like $2.2 million a year.
Right.
And I said, who's the highest paid basketball coach in all of college basketball? Anybody have a guess?
Roy Williams.
Okay, good guess. That's right. Mike Krzyzewski, also a great guess, but neither of these guys.
John Calipari?
Okay, John Calipari. Okay, so John Calipari makes like $8.3 million a year.
Yep.
So I was saying, well, if you compare this guy at San Diego State to Calipari at Memphis, you know, you can't really compare that he's got the better program over here, but he's only making $2 million. Calipari's making $8 million. And my guys are like,
Memphis.
Yeah, he coaches at Kentucky.
At Kentucky, yeah.
You big dumbass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, well, what I meant to say was
Penny Hardaway.
If he was at Memphis, he
would have.
He has a better program than if he wasn't. Yeah,
so, trust me.
You don't pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, I get stuff wrong. Yeah,
I wouldn't have even known Kentucky.
Calipari did coach at Memphis,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, he did. Yes, yeah.
Then
he went
to Kentucky. UMass, right. And then wound up at Kentucky.
No, I think he was at UMass first.
UMass first, then Memphis, then Kentucky.
Yeah, there may have been.
Is that right?
Who knows? What is? No. What do I know?
Who cares?
What do
John Calipari.
What do I know? Calipari, please.
Yeah.
Come on, we're Steve Fisher.
Yeah. Well, he's retired.
Oh. Yeah, who's the head coach at San Diego State? That guy's a program builder. That's what I like. He's
Steve
a program
Fisher?
Builder. As opposed, no, the guy
Brian
you've got Dutcher. Now. Yeah.
Whereas, good job down there.
Yeah.
Whereas Calipari gets guys for 10 minutes, and then they go to the league, and they don't add up to much when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time Kentucky made a run in the tournament?
Wow, was Ashley Judd in here? We're talking Kentucky basketball?
Wow, Ashley Judd.
I didn't bring it up. He brought it up. I would have never talked about John Calipari
I made a mistake.
Cappy.
I admitted a mistake on the air.
Yeah.
No, you know,
not on this show. 4-7, there's no mistakes admitted at all.
I mean, but gosh, he had Barry Sanders. I mean, I didn't want to give John a hard time because I love him and all.
Nah, no, wait till he leaves the room and then give
him
a hard time.
Come on,
where's
John?
Irish at anyways?
Well, you didn't hear what happened?
No, I was on the phone.
Oh, yeah, so Johnny, I was like, the question was, you know, how many passes does Matthew Stafford average in his career? Was it 42 or 37? So what do you say, Beto?
37.
Okay, well, John was trying to think it all out. He's like, well, you know, I know, because Berge goes, well, you know, he didn't really have any running backs when he was in Detroit. And John goes, oh, really? Yeah. There was this guy, number 20, that kind of ran all over the place for a long time?
A Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame?
Right.
Was Stafford?
Missed it by one decade.
Yeah,
he's not saying Barry Sanders.
Yeah, he was. Maybe, missed it by one decade.
John had a rough night yesterday, man. That game was brutal.
It was terrible.
So leave John, Irish alone.
I am leaving him alone. That's why I supported him.
So you wait till he leaves and get him?
Well, I supported him.
Barry Sanders.
Yep, just
Where's
missed.
Scott Mitchell at?
Just missed. Yeah.
Where's Dave Craig?
Where's Eric Kramer?
Right.
Eric Kramer.
Where's Wayne Fuentes when you need him?
Thank you, man. I did a little TV today.
Yeah, I had an issue with that.
Yeah, what was it?
Your outfit.
Why?
That's not a TV outfit.
I don't do suits.
Well, not even suit, but just like a little bit more dressed up. I look beautiful.
I like what you got going on.
For radio, yes.
No, but I roll
but
in
it's
like
still
me.
TV,
be natural. Be natural.
Who cares?
Be natural TV. Radio.
Man.
It's all the same.
You
got to
bring
anymore.
A sense of class to it.
I disagree.
By the way, I believe this is classic.
Oh, you look good. You look good, by the way. Jacket looks good. Shirt looks good.
Yeah.
For radio.
No, I disagree.
For out casual on Abbott Kinney, great. TV, you got to bring it, man.
Disagree.
You do.
I'll tell you why I disagree.
You would disagree.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why I disagree, at least. I'm going to give you a little backup here.
Okay.
Because I think in 2024, in the post-COVID world that we're living in, America has gone more casual than
before. There's certain situations you should be dressed up. TV being one of them.
And I think when you're on TV, this notion of, hey, I'm in your home, so therefore I have to have on a sport jacket or I have to look a certain way. I say you dress the way you normally dress and let people feel very comfortable.
If it was a podcast, not TV,
authentic.
You should always have some sense. Okay, you're a horse guy. You go to the VIP room.
Yeah.
You got to wear a sport coat, right? There are standards.
Well,
there.
That's a regulation. There's no standards on
but
TV.
You should, but you just look classier. And you're a classy man, the way you look with your hair and everything right. else. You would just look pop a little bit more.
See, here's the thing I'll say.
I like how you said right. When he said you're a classy man, you said right.
I totally agree.
Yeah, he's very classy. Because he's been dressing up more. And like, yeah. He does look good. This is good happy hour outfit right here. This is a good
420. You just don't think this is a TV outfit.
It's not a TV outfit.
Yeah.
That shirt's too casual.
So here's the thing. I believe.
Maybe if you would have gone like a solid color.
I could have.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah.
But I will acknowledge that Beto, when he does all of his fights and he you know, puts all of his stuff on
I'm
his
I'm sure
show,
he styles
he's
up.
He's sharp.
You have to.
He's sharp.
You have to.
You know, because I acknowledge that.
You don't want to, look, I just actually hosted a press conference right now for Golden Boy. I made sure to wear a tie. I don't have to wear a tie because right. at DAZN, we are a no-tie policy there.
Okay.
I always wear when I'm hosting a press conference because you look a little bit extra. It gives it that gravitas.
So here's what I'll say. This is me, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. They wanted me to come on their show, mm-hmm. so I'm going to show up as me.
Yeah, but you never know who might look at that and be like, oh, you know what? Mace put a little extra in. Let's give him a show.
I don't want a show.
Yes, you do.
I'm not angry
for a
show.
Why'd you go on TV?
No, I don't. Because I wanted to promote my podcast. That's the only reason I went on, right?
By the way,
what if that podcast you're promoting becomes a show?
Well, it is a show. It's on YouTube.
But what if somebody wants to say, we're going to give it to Netflix?
Then it's Casual Mace.
Nah.
Casual Mace.
Because see, the attention you're going to get from somebody who's going to see you the first time.
The moment I put
a
suit.
I know I'm sounding like an old guy. I didn't say put on a full suit.
Yeah, but the moment I dress up, I don't feel like me anymore.
I want to show up as
you
me.
You are very comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I saw a little bit of this TV appearance
did
this
you?
Morning.
Now, yeah.
this
Speaking of beautiful and dapper.
This is two TV appearances in the last 2 weeks.
It is.
You swore yeah. you didn't want to
but
be on TV
But he
doesn't
want
a
TV, but he's Correct. On TV.
Okay.
And he's waking up early. And he's driving in traffic. Right. Yeah, he doesn't want
to
be on
and
TV.
And I'm promoting my podcast. Go to the Culture Pop Podcast channel on YouTube.
You probably get more viewers on your YouTube than Channel 11 gets in the morning.
By the way, that probably is true.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was the thing.
But I love the good daylight people.
And I saw you, and I was like,
are
you
don't bash our friends at Fox 11.
I love Fox 11.
I'm Channel 5.
Yeah. I'm Good Day LA all the way.
I'm no. actually none of them because I don't
I actually it. Hope they offer Mace a nice job, like between 1 and 4 each weekday.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm available.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what you wish for?
You know what I'm available? I'm available at 12:15 every day to do a show.
No, Ireland and no, friends.
You were here today at 11 a.m. I saw you walk in.
You know
in,
what? I was here
I
at 11 a.m.
I saw him yesterday at noon. I was like, hey, he's here.
Yeah, 11 a.m.
Did you check in with Corporate Greg when you got in?
He wasn't here.
Well, no,
what?
He was here. We were in meetings together.
Yeah, well, I mean, my call time is now 12:15.
You need to check in with him.
I have a call time now.
Really? Does he have to clock in?
Pop me up a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't hear my
Yeah, no, I got to punch the clock. 12:15 every day.
Yeah, you should punch the clock.
Everybody else just rolls in whenever they want.
You got your lunch pail ready to go, huh? Iron worker.
Yeah. What are you doing in here?
We're doing a show together.
Oh, are you? It's you three guys today.
Well, we have a little bit of Chrissy. I need a little bit of Chrissy because
a little bit.
We have to review what happened yesterday.
Which I know the Yachtly crew is here. What else happened?
Well, Yachtly crew was here. That's true.
And then Sam Pines, owner Sam Pines, made his dream come true.
Which is
he finally got a wristband in the Lexus Club.
Wow.
That's right.
And he took down 4 plates.
Good for him.
You're looking at a guy who now is officially wristbanded.
Really?
Right.
For one game.
Yeah. So it's like a buffet for you? You eat whatever
it is
you want?
It is a buffet.
Yeah, for last
but
night,
he gets
not the whole season.
You get multiple plates.
Oh, listen, not only multiple plates, when you are done with the plate that you have in front of you,
mm-hmm.
there's a gentleman who comes over and says, sir, can I bring you a clean plate?
But isn't that normal
Garcon,
if you pay for it?
Garcon,
well,
yes.
Well, he didn't pay for it, but...
That's right. I didn't pay for it.
Just,
anyway,
so you get it for free.
Well, I mean,
just
I was a guest.
Just last night.
I was
Sam
a guest.
Oh, just
for
last night.
I was
Sam
a guest.
Pines
yes.
paid for
yeah.
it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he's
I was
not
there.
A mean man.
I was there doing business.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, actually, here's what happened.
He got paid for one night.
I knew that it would be uncomfortable for me to say, Cap, I need to go up to Lexus Club for this meeting. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
So I texted Sam Pines. Is it okay if I bring Cappy? Mm-hmm. He'll be good in the meeting.
Yeah.
And he said, of course.
And then he got a free meal.
Yeah.
Well, and That's so good. when I get to the meeting, and it's a couple of guys there. I don't want to say where they're from necessarily.
I know.
And I start.
I totally know.
Where do they work at?
Do not say.
No, do not say.
Oh.
It's very sensitive. I know what's going
is
on.
Is it very sensitive?
I think it's
would
very
Would you say positive. It's very sensitive?
Yes.
I would
Highly
say it's very,
sensitive?
It's very tenuous. It's
yes.
Confidential information.
How many? What are their names?
I believe there was a date specific to where their current agreement ends.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. What are their names?
Okay. No.
Steve. And Bill.
Of this we will not speak.
Right.
Oh, let me do the Cappy thing. Oh, you're not going to speak about it. So what would you guys talk
about?
Yeah,
I'll tell you. I'll tell you the truth. You want to know what their names were?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Abner.
No, don't do it.
Don't Abner do it. And Gat.
No.
Abner and Gat.
No.
I have to call Abner today,
you
by
do?
The way.
You got a problem?
No. They want me to call him for something.
Okay.
Now, Abner, can Abner help me with a leak?
Yes.
That's
his whole business.
Yeah, that's what I've got. I've got a leak, and every time it rains, my
what did your homeowner's insurance say?
They say we won't help you.
Oh, well, that's why you got to call Abner.
Oh, dude, Abner Gat will
Abner's
kick their
the
ass.
Guy?
Wait, who answers the phone?
Avner does.
Avner
himself,
does?
Yeah.
Hello.
Right. Dude, I can't even tell you how many people text me now.
Yeah.
They're like, good morning.
Hello.
Like, everybody's gotten into it. I don't know what the deal is. That's how I answer the phone now.
Did you like how May said, what are you doing in here? That's odd, Corporate Greg, that about 4 hours ago, I was asking John about the Lakers.
Yeah.
I said, oh, I'm just trying to get my thing down for the open. How are you feeling? Oh, are you doing it live again today? You think they're in sync on this, Corporate Greg, huh? Where is
he? In sync on what?
Oh, he left?
He bailed.
Where the heck is he?
He bailed.
Getting ready for tomorrow's
Blue. Oh, he's probably got another meeting. Getting
ready
for the tomorrow 12:15.
There was lots going on back here. What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on?
What is going on?
In
yeah,
there?
What is going on over
what's
there?
We're fixing some scheduling stuff going on.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Didn't you write a memo saying no talking about the schedule in this on-air studio?
Well, in this studio.
You broke the rule right now.
You broke your own rule.
I didn't write that. There's no rule. I didn't write an email. There's no email.
Let me tell you something. You should schedule when scheduling gets done, because there's no way Lindsay Baseball, who and I were supposed to have our pre-show meeting, and she's busy, this girl, scheduling.
You were busy on your phone calls. So we were trying to get Sedano up because he's doing the game today for ESPN Radio.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So we're just making sure we got that all set up so we can check in on him.
Okay. Oh, that sounds riveting.
So hey, what's the story with what's the story with
Suns 22, Warriors 37.
What's the bowling story?
What bowling
story? I heard a promo about bowling with no bottoms. Is that what it was? Bowling with no bottoms?
Yeah, there was there was a story about that.
Yeah,
you're right.
What was that?
Lindsay, what was the story about the people who were bowling
Friday.
Bottomless?
Bottomless bowling.
But women were allowed to
wear
bottoms?
No, it was topless, not bottomless.
No, I thought it was naked bowling, but women were allowed to wear bottoms.
Bottomless. Yeah.
It
was
bottomless. And swipe left. Where's that going on?
I think it's going
swipe
on.
Swipe left.
I think it's going on in Pittsburgh. Right?
Yeah, swipe right.
We did the Primanti.
Yeah, right.
We did the Primanti brothers. Right.
Bit. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Yins are going
to
get down.
Yins going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Mike Thompson out there bowling. No. Where's your pants?
Yins are going to get over there with no pants on, eh?
Old style.
So Mace, it's interesting, guys. I can't really see Bergie, and I'm worried. Last night,
can't
Bergie and I.
Me?
Yeah, because of the lighting.
Yeah. Okay. Last night, you're in that seat.
Last night, Bergie and I were in the 710 suite.
Right.
Right. And the dessert cart came.
Oh, yeah, okay. I love that dessert cart.
And Bergie gets this massive vanilla ice cream
there was
cup.
Too much. Okay? It was too much.
And it's not like he's on a diet where he says, oh, I'll just have the ice cream. He throws on the chocolate syrup.
Sure.
Throws on the M&Ms.
If you're going, go in.
Right? And he goes.
Way to do it.
So now
he has a wristband. Do it.
I look at it and I go, well, I'm not going to get dessert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because Bergie's got this massive thing of ice cream.
Plus, you already ate four plates and you're full.
100% true. I already. Plus,
he had 40 shrimp.
Yeah. Oh no. Way more.
Did you count
that.
As he was eating? Each
I had 25. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you feed him? There you go.
No. Here's what he did actually, because I gave all my attention to the Yali crew guys and the other guests we had in there.
Oh, right. You had guests there?
Well, not guests,
but
no, Yali crew.
You
was
took
there.
People with you.
Yeah.
Partners.
Oh, yeah.
And you ignored them.
Yeah. Oh,
No. I ignored him because I was busy.
Oh, okay.
So then he goes and posts to social media with Corporate Greg, and they're feeding each other. Look at Kathy trying to get me jealous.
Yeah, so this is what happened. So I was very jealous the day that Sliwa stuck his finger in Morales' mouth, and I've never really had a chance to get him back. So last night, Bergie
and
I.
Oh, I'm your guinea pig?
No, you're
a, what do they call it? Not a
canary
taunting.
In the coal mine.
Not a taunting horse. He's what is the term?
A taunting what?
Horse? Stalking horse.
He's a stalking horse.
Yes.
The horse.
So Greg and I now decide we're going to share the ice cream together. By the way, if one of us has COVID, the other one has COVID.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So we start sharing the ice cream together, and then we did one of those like things like at a wedding where like we interlock
went
our
went
arms,
around.
You know, and then we eat the ice cream together.
No, why'd you do that?
Yeah, I don't know why.
What are you recording?
Because it was
he's
fun.
He's doing TikTok. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the story.
You got to be sure to tag us though.
It's a story. All of you people today.
But that's not really the point of this.
It's
a long story.
The point of the Insta story. Is that Greg very specifically said to me last night, very specifically, he said, what I'm about to say to you is not for air.
So,
okay.
Are you really going to do this?
You're doing a whole reel now, not even a story.
No, Greg.
I want to hear what it is. Might as well do Instagram live.
Well, here's the problem, Greg. Corporate, I forgot what you told me was not for air.
Don't say anything from the night.
Hold on for a second.
Wait,
with Cappy. You have to specifically say this is not for air.
I did.
Now, here's what happened. I heard this out of the corner of my ear.
Yep.
And when he said that, I walked away, so I didn't hear it. I didn't want to, you know, Because I would say, because he didn't say me.
Right.
It wasn't for her.
Right.
But what is it that he said? You're going to break his trust?
Well, no, I'm not. It's just that here, I don't want to break his trust intentionally. It's just that if I say something.
So you don't know what you're not supposed to say.
I don't, that's I'm never saying a word to you about
that's
anything.
That's the problem.
Now welcome
so
to
now
our
you
club.
Have no idea what you're not supposed to talk
correct.
About.
Correct.
So you're on eggshells into it. Like,
then the answer is nothing.
So I might say it by accident, but I'm letting you know in advance, I forgot what you told me is not for air.
So we'll never. So stay tuned. He may actually say something.
He's such a great guy, Cappy.
He doesn't
you're
remember
the best.
It wasn't not there.
You're just the best guy in the world.
Crosstalk isn't even over in my head.
I know, exactly.
It's very confusing.
Good thing we only got
I
a
forgot.
Short show.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay, then you'll have to tell me.
No.
No. What's not for air?
No. Hey. Why would he repeat it to you now?
Because it wasn't for air.
Okay. You can leave.
Play the button. Hit
you're
the button.
All right, boys, have a good show.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Oh, wait, did you hear? Wait, hold on. Did you hear? Tell him, Mace. Tell Christopher.
What?
Tell him you know what.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
What are you talking about?
It's going to be one of those.
Oh.
See, he knows.
Okay.
He knows. And this is for air.
This is for air. So Juan suggested to me today that he's fine with Cappy coming to the jacuzzi. But he's not okay with humor.
Then it's not. It's a violation.
Wow. It's a violation of what?
The only bit is him and I together.
I'm working on it.
Well, you tell him to work harder.
I'm working
Let
on it.
Let me text him. Want me to text him?
Yeah. Text him.
Yeah. Do you have Juan's text?
I have his number.
You're texting with Juan?
Yeah, at least every
How
couple weeks.
How often do you text with Juan?
Every couple weeks.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
See how his auditions are going?
Oh, yeah.
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 If there's a guy named Juan, Beto's got his number.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but that's
Juan.
Funny.
All right, we're back tomorrow. Juan,
where are you going?
Cappy with Beto and Morales next.
You're
I'm smoking a joint tonight for the first time in 6 months.
You should put that on Insta story, honestly.
No, I don't want to put that on.
What do you mean?
You're not committing
to tell everybody on radio?
I'm not going to Paul Pierce this thing, no.
Paul Pierce it?
Yeah, it's legal.
Yeah. He wants that TV show.
No, Paul Pierce's issue is they talked about an ESPN employee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you're going to have girls dancing, twerking in the background.
Instagram Live. Yeah, Instagram Live. That's what it's for. See you tomorrow.